thou shalt only play new music. Thou shalt only play new music born in the great county of Nottinghamshire. Thou shalt honour and play all forms and genres of new music. Thou shalt always spread the love. The very best from the Nottinghamshire music scene. This is the Music New Music Podcast with Mark Dow.
Waves crash under blue skies. 10 lines take my eyes. Burning like memories. 10 lines, a souvenir. Giving up on it, I'm running out. Giving up on it, I'm running out. Giving up on it, I'm running out. You're not faded like the 10 lines.
Brand new music from Yuniyoshi, that is Tan Lines, a track delivered to us in person at our Music Academy workshop last week. Old school. This is the Music New Music Podcast. Not am proud. We'll say hello properly in a minute. First, it's time to get dubby. And kinda a bit ravey. Real original sound, my favourite track off his new Blades EP, that is Rainbow Down and Dragons. Big tune! This is the Music New Music Podcast, playing you nothing but music, new Notts music made by you. On this week's show, we have new music recorded on an iPhone, we have words of wisdom from Michael Eavis, no really, genuinely, Michael Eavis is on this show. And we have Splendor, Future Sound on Nottingham News. Right now, straight into proof, we always honour those sacred four commandments and play all genres of music, from Yuniyoshi to Rainbow Down to brand new music from Left Lion, Lionless Stars, Kugul. We first had these guys in the music studios all the way back in November 2011. Now they're releasing their debut single and it's kind of awesome. Rewind on the way.
Coming our way for them to wipe us all out. baby, I can only hope you'll be okay. But we can go and touch and rum and coke, and we can put the world away. The things that must come out, the things to talk about that you're scared to say.
Debut single from Cagoule, Mudhole, part of a double A-side release, and then this is brand new music from Alaskan Faction. The things I love about these guys is they have a real distinctive sound. You know an Alaskan Faction track. That is called The Power Lines. This is the Newsit New Music Podcast. It's time for
The Rewind.
The Rewind. The track from last time, so good we had to play it again. It's something from the dance floor off New Knots label Tumble Audio, part of the MIM family. There is a whole EP of this goodness. The EP is called the Boss Key EP. This track is called Satisfied. The artist is Majura. I am feeling this a lot. We go back to the future next.
Side of the world. other side of the world. Well, she will come looking to take me back with her. And I pray to the Lord someday to see.
New music from Ryan Thomas, recorded on his iPhone. High budget. Right, well, it's kind of high budget. You think recording on a phone sounds cheap, but then it's an iPhone, and that costs like 500 quid, which is probably quite a lot more than, it's definitely quite a lot more than a recording session. Ryan, by the way, is featured in the Left Lion list. If you haven't got a copy yet, get yourself down to town and get yourself one. Before that, another piece of club from Majura. Loving that. This is the Newsit New Music Podcast. As always, track listings are online. It's time to go. Back to the future. This is where we share with you something from our current future session, which is online now. This is where we showcase a potential Knots number one, get them in the music studios, play a few tracks, and record it all on the confetti studio cameras. New talent both sides of the mic, as music intern Ashley Bossman stayed in charge of presenting duties for a second time. Have I been, like, been fired or something? I didn't get the P45. Our favourite singing drummer this week, and what a voice he has. Live in session for Newsit. This is Ben Haynes. No joke, next up, we have Michael Eavis. Seriously, Michael Eavis.
Thanks, you're so nice. Thank you for your time. And tell me, how do you get where you are? And is it written far? Up above in the stars, and do you think I'm able? And do you think I'm able? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks, you're sublime. Thank you for your time. And tell me, how does your touch burn like fire? And how do you make me feel so alive and inspired? And do you think I'm able? And do you think I'm able? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And does it really matter now? 'Cause are we just falling apart? Deaf, dumb, blind, and unstable. Sitting here in the dark, just pushing it under the table. Just throw me to the darks. How do you think I'm able?
podcast with Mark Dell. Feel the music.
Everybody wants more than they've got. Got to ball in these shops without. When it all comes to a stop, all that you've got is your legacy. Living your past life in people's memories. So I'm heading for the stars. Till an enemy puts me in a cemetery. Eventually, rap will set me free. I can't complain cause the game still gets me pee. Unconsensually molesting beats. In the booth setting free the best of me. Till I get to be mentioned in breaths with these legends. Then I believe I tell it well enough, tap my mum's eyes well enough. That's why I was writing non-stop, even when I gave it up. Pedal on the floor and Lex ain't letting up. I'm a nutcase, schizo, bipolar with a sick flow. Hoping that it gets known, it gets shows. I just really wanna get known. Forget Lex, needs a Lexus. I'm writing till I'm off my 10 toes. I'm a name everywhere like Tesco's. All I need is one mic, blood, ask Esco. Let's go. We all got dreams. It's hard to focus when we all got, when we all got lean. Man, I miss the days on my meat milk. I got a dream to chase.
Dream chaser.
Call me world class Lex. Still here fighting for that first class track.
Next up in the Future Session Studios, part of the GS Media family, Meadows Lad Done Good. That is Lexus. This is the Music New Music Podcast. Brand new music on the way from Spotlight Kid. First, let's get some words of wisdom from a legend.
How are you, Michael?
Yeah, hello.
Thanks for trekking up here to see us.
Yeah, good.
So I think what would be interesting to talk about from the perspective of our audience who are 17, 19, 21, starting out, dreaming of a career, would be to talk about the early days.
I was really groveling around getting bands for about 15, 20 years.
Wow.
It's hard work for 20 years.
It was still hard for 20 years.
The first 20 years was the hardest, yeah. Yeah, it does take a lot of grafting. But it's fun, though. Yeah, and nothing comes easy. You know, you have to work at it, and you enjoy what you're doing, you love what you're doing, and do it with excitement, with a passion, really.
Let's talk about a couple of dream moments. Because you've obviously got a lot. I imagine stand out after 40 years.
There are too many
stellar
to mention. Do you know that?
Yeah.
There really are. With all the best headliners in the world, you know, the Smiths, Oasis, Coldplay, Radiohead, they're all there, you know, and U2, and it goes on and on and on. And then there's lovely folk singers like John Martin, you know, Roy Harper, and Richard Thompson. There's all that side of the thing as well. There's a whole mix of stuff. And it's not all about five headliners, you know what I mean? Now the southeast corner of the site, we're doing all this avant-garde theatre, comes circus, you know, like Arcadia, Shangri-La, Trash City, the Unfair Ground, the Common, there's all that stuff in the Bullring, all that marvellous stuff that's going on. And it's so exciting, it's so good.
Michael, you sound like you're still having a lot of fun.
It's great fun. Can you imagine? I do enjoy what I'm doing. I mean, I created something over the last 43 years, and it's getting better all the time, you know.
Yeah. Do you still have dreams? Do you still have things you're wishing to achieve even more than you've already done?
Yeah, I do dream every night. I do dream. Sometimes I dream horrendous dreams. It's all festival dreams. It's all about the festival.
Do you dream about festival life?
It is things going... it's just things going wrong. When I'm dreaming, it's things that are going wrong, unfortunately.
Has a lineup ever come to you in a dream?
No, but funny enough, I was dreaming last night about a band that I'm trying to get to play, but they will play eventually.
still musicians that you have to convince?
There are big, big, big owners, you know, and we can't afford to pay because we've got all the other stuff going on the site, you know. So it's not like a normal rock festival where it all goes on one, but goes on one band. You know, where the one band gets $3.5 million or something.
Whoa. You, seriously, that kind of cash?
So that we can't do that.
$3.5 million?
I can't afford that, you see.
But people get paid that for headlines?
Yeah, they do, yeah. Yeah, for the commercial events, they do.
Wow.
Yeah. Just for them to be convinced that they're not going to get their normal commercial rate, see what I mean? So that's difficult sometimes. And most of the time, thankfully, it's not, because they want to play normally, regardless of the fee they want to play.
I'd like to focus back in on that first 20 years a bit, if I may, because I think that's the relatable bit for our audience about the getting started and the keep going. Mm. I mean, during that 20 years, did it ever feel like a struggle, or were you always just having so much fun with it you didn't mind if it wasn't?
Well, there were worries with licensing. In the first 20 years, there were worries with licensing because we didn't have the controls that we should have had. Mm-hmm. The first 20 years is hard because you have all the problems with licensing and you can't afford to do it properly, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you have to cut corners because you don't have the money and things. Then you get ticked off and you go to court and you have to say why this and why that and why the other. But as you get on, though, you get the resources to do it properly. So in the second 20 years, we've done 20. Okay, you're into the second 20 years now. And things get better because you get better at it. You get more experience and there's more money around to do the things that you should have done 20 years ago.
What kept me motivated during the first 20, when it was becoming a ball ache? I think I enjoyed counselors going at you and licensee people going at you.
Yeah, I think basically, funny enough, I think I'm crisis driven. Isn't that strange? That's the fact, though.
Yeah, you react to the pressure.
Yeah, I do enjoy a crisis, and I'm kind of crisis driven in a way. It's like a drug for me, really. So it's a crisis and sorting it and everything.
Michael, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much. Right. That's lovely.
Times, caught in the middle. tide comes in, all that we keep within. I got so much I need to tell you. The day is night, we live on different times. God in the middle, can you understand what it's like to be that man? God in the middle, God in the middle, God in the middle.
Whole album of JS Goodness on the way. Dedicate that to the bookers who have a bit of a couple crush on Joe. This is the Newsit New Music Podcast. Future Sound of Nottingham News, it's out. Our very own Jake Bugg will be headlining the main stage this year at Splendor. Amazing. Just 2 years after we got him his first appearance there. And we will again be giving the opening main stage slot to the winner of this year's Future Sound of Nottingham. Thank you, Splendor Bigwigs, for that. And you, will keep your ears peeled to the next couple of podcasts where we'll be announcing the first details on the Future Sound of Nottingham 2013. Right, thank you very much for supporting the most vibrant music scene in the UK, particularly to Confetti and Left Lion for all your ongoing support. Let's stay in touch, you and me, via our social media. All our links are on homepage, music.org.uk. Right, I'm off to compare leg waxing techniques with Michael Eavis.
Sting sessions, reviews and more. Check out music.org.uk. Feel the music.